Hi, DXers. Welcome to Market Scope for December 2006. This is part two of our scan of the FM dial in South Suburban Chicago and Northwest Indiana. Here's Mark Marino, finishing the educational band and dialing onward.
Hey, have you ever heard of Christian Hot Hits? Well, you will now. The station's in Kankakee, but I would wager that about two-thirds of their listening audience is in Chicago and the South Suburbs.
The Rise and Shine Morning Show.
You're a winner!
Now I want to know, what words do you use in your home that are specific to your home only? Like, your home is the only, probably the only one that uses this particular terminology.
My son and I, we call each other cuddly, wuddly, buddlies.
My wife and I use that from time to time.
Well, I used to call my stepfather
Stoody-doo. Oh, I love that. I'm going to use that when I...
The Rise and Shine Morning Show, now from 6 to 10 a.m. on 89.7 Shine.fm. Shine.fm, also streaming worldwide online at Shine.fm. Here's this hour's number one song.
Shine.fm, Chicago. Music for Generation Now. It is your number one song of the hour from Robbie C. Band. Here's Better Days. Music for Generation Now from P.O.D. It's goodbye for now. In the next 15 minutes, give you some Switchfoot, 6 minutes now the richer, and a check on your weather. Here's Joy Williams. It's high on 89.7.
Here in Chicagoland, we're big on nature. Today's positive hits, loud and clear in Oakland, Park Forest, Evergreen Park, and even Gardner.
It's not that easy, Green.
Music for Generation Now. 89.7 Shine.fm.
Hi, ho, and welcome back.
Shine.fm.
For 42 years, WYCA in Hammond broadcast gospel programming. However, in the spring of 2001, that all changed at 92.3.
DJ Ferris.
We'll make it baby.
Number one in the streets, Power 92, today's hottest music. Home of the new Trader Chocolate Jack Morning Jump Off and the Coca-Cola Power Joint of the Day. You can qualify to win $2,500 and a trip for two to either Hawaii, Bermuda, the Caribbean, Latin America, or Europe. It's your girl, Miss Holly Chanel, Sunday Night Power Party, wrapping up the first half of the mix with DJ Ferris.
Number one in the streets, Power 92 and Coca-Cola. Heart of morning show Chicago has never witnessed before. Energy. Huge celebrities.
Give it up this morning for Miss Nia Long.
Yay!
Oh!
Good morning. I think I need to call you every day. That's a great way to get the day started.
Yeah.
Chi-Town, listen to the show everybody is talking about. Weekday mornings 5 to 10 on Power 92.3. It's the brand new Train the Chocolate Jump Morning Jumper.
Get your ass.
Holly Chanel.
DJ Ferris.
We'll make it baby, baby.
K-O-T-J-C-I-P. I never thought the town where I spent most of my younger years, Park Forest, would actually get a radio station with its own city license after the call sign. Well, several years ago, they took a station from Kankakee and gave it a big old shove toward there. It used to be WKAK, automated country music, in the early 70s. Then they got big and got the calls WBYG with an AOR format. Later on in the mid-80s, they changed their call letters and their slogan to the bus. Now the call is WRZA in Park Forest, and they say they'd play anything.
This is 9FM.
99.9.
We play anything.
For Joliet, Orland Park, and Chicago, this is 9FM.
On 99.9.
Steve and Joey, 7:57. If you missed our big announcement at 7:20, Joey, can you fill us in?
Well, we're giving away a trip to North Carolina. You got to listen for the cue, or you can go online, weplayanything.com, become a Niner, or you can show up next Saturday at Chicago Sports and Cycle in Midlothian.
And that's how you can do it, all right? All the details online, like Joey said, at weplayanything.com. It's Fort Minor right now. This is 9FM.
We play anything.
This is 9FM, 99.9, WRZA.
Park Forest, Orland Park, and Chicago. And broadcasting to the world at weplayanything.com.
You ready? Let's go.
It's 8:06 on a Monday.
Coming up, Vic Butera, the movie critic who can't be bought.
Yes, and we have NXS tickets to give away this morning.
We've got those to give away, so NXS fans, hang on for that. If you missed our big announcement at 7:20, stick around. We'll tell you what that's all about. But right now, he's on our hotline.
Who is?
Your boyfriend.
Oh, great.
Fabrizio.
Probably heard you picking on me.
I just wanted to know when he's going to ask you to marry him.
Stop.
What's wrong with that?
You're ruining it.
Fab. Can I call you Fab?
I've had about 27 phone calls, and you've got to call the station. You've got to call the station. Emergency.
I have probably heard this station within the first week of it coming on the air, which would have been October 12th, 1965, with the call letters at 102.3 of WTAS, which stood for his daughter, Teresa Ann Santucci. Mr. Santucci also owned WCGO. I recall many of the personalities on that station in its early days. But in the mid-90s, Mr. Santucci sold out and moved to Florida. And so now, the station has a black gospel format.
We're WYCA 1023. Rain on me, favor. Stand in the fog of God, the favor of God, in your finances, in your home, in your health. And I really realize that health is the most important aspect of being blessed by God. Knowing God and preparing your life for His purpose and for His destiny in your life. Good morning, I'm Daryl King with the Bling Bling, and it is miraculous Monday, miraculous Monday. Right now, 51 at the lakefront, 50 at Midway, 50 at O'Hare, and we are blessed to have in the studio with us Pastor Walter Harris.
I was hoping to give you with this market scope not just the stations, but a bit of history as well. And there's some with this station. I recall the first day it came on the air at 6 p.m. September 1st, 1972, with the call sign WFLM. And the fella in the dedication ceremonies said, "We dedicate this station to Joe Meyer." The station's in Crown Point, Indiana, 103.9. It's more famously known as WWJY, home of Warren Freiberg's Free Speech Network. Later it became Y1039 and so on. It was taken over a few years ago with its current call sign in a country format, WXRD. It was originally supposed to be for the Country Crossroads. But now another new owner took over, and he decided country just wasn't working.
X-Rock 103.9 Night Rock Spotlight Album.
X-Rock 103.9. I'm Tom Lounges, and that marks the halfway point in tonight's Night Rock Spotlight Album of the Week, Led Zeppelin's 1982 Odds and Sods collection known as Coda.
X-Rock 103.9 is on the road with 50 grand. Crack the code and win it. Details at xrock1039.com. The best classic rock, X-Rock 103.9.
That's Northwest Indiana's most reliable forecast, and for the most accurate time and temperature in Valparaiso, call 464-0123.
Night Rock Spotlight Album, X-Rock 103.9.
Next is WLJE from Valparaiso. I recall it as a top 40 station in the evening and with high school football and basketball. I'm not sure when they went country. I think it's been at least 20 years, and they still have the call sign WLJE, but their slogan is Indiana 105, and they put in a really good signal in northwest Indiana and most of the south suburb.
Nothing about love makes sense. Ain't that the truth? That's Leanne Rimes on Indiana 105. Here's Rodney Atkins. If you're going through hell, hey, stop by and say hello, because I'm already there.
Indiana 105, the country station.
This is Sarah Evans.
This is Faith Hill.
This is Reba.
From Chicago to South Bend.
This is Martina McBride. Happy Mother's Day.
And that's the latest from Tim McGraw, When the Stars Go Blue, coming at you off his Greatest Hits album. I'm Tom Lounges here, and you're in tune with Indiana 105. And I want to remind you that Carrie Murphy will keep you up to date on all things NASCAR. Get the latest report every weekday with Carrie Murphy and The Final Lap. It airs mornings at 5:15 and 8:15 with the Indiana 105 Dawn Patrol, and again in the evenings at 6:15 with the Mullet Man, Mike Summers. On the station that keeps today's best country in the fast lane, Indiana 105.
The country station.
Every time I turn on the radio, it's just, oh, hey, I know that song.
From Chicago to South Bend.
I'm a new fan.
Indiana 105.
This next one signed on in the late 60s with just an evening schedule. They featured lots of local programming, went stereo on January 1st of 1973 with all kinds of local, talk, and brokered programming. That finally in 1985 didn't work out so well, so they were sold to Johnson Publishing Company, who changed the station to a soft touch format, and then later to Soul Oldies. After that, another owner took over, well, Evergreen Media, and it was an R&B, rap station. And then after that, Crawford took it over, and it became gospel. It's still owned by Crawford, but now it features a soul R&B format, and I think it's doing quite well.
The home of Sunday morning glory is Soul 106.3, WSRB Lansing, Chicago, WYRB Genoa, Rockford, DeKalb. Chicago's best mix of Sunday morning gospel is Soul 106.3. Soul 106.3 in HD.
To all my people in the struggle.
106.3, new soul with new style.
106.3
Chicago After Dark with Mel Devon. We're Soul 106.3. Cadillac Club, and it's coming up on Friday, June the 9th, and it's going to feature a performance from Eric Benet. And we're into the final hour of Chicago After Dark. Again, the weather forecast is a rainy one. Cloudy tonight, chance of rain tonight, looking for a low down to 45. Monday, looking for more rain and a high of only 59. Right now, we've got 46 degrees, and it's right here at Soul 106.3.
Last but not least, certainly, is another station, which I remember their first day on the air, December 1st, 1972, with the call sign at 107.1 of WLCL from Lowell, Indiana. For a long time, maybe 13 or 14 years, they had live programming. In 1985, or somewhere thereabouts, the station decided that live DJs could be replaced by the Satellite Music Network. They were with them for about 20 years. I think now they may still be with them, but at least they finally got the idea that they ought to do a live morning show.
B107 is 107.1 FM, a division of Radio 1 Communications. WCBN Lowell, Portage, and Griffith. C107.
It's the best mix of the 80s, 90s, and today, Z107. Good morning.
Good morning.
It is 6 o'clock. I'm John.
And I'm Veronica.
This is the morning mix for a Tuesday edition, May the 16th, 2006, and a lot of stuff going on the morning mix today. We've got the details on the 8-day tropical getaway.
Oh, yes,
to
baby.
Mexico. Right now in Northwest Indiana at 6:15, 48 degrees. News, sports, weather, and traffic all together. And the best mix of the 80s, 90s, and today's on Z107.
Let's a look at our FM side.
Thanks, Mark, for a primo job in taping all the other Chicago FMs. Now I'd like to wish the DX Audio Service and NRC staff and membership and their friends and families a safe and wonderful Christmas and holiday season. Plus, good holiday DX. What's a holiday without a little good DX, right? I'm Phil Wayne, and now here is an extended Musings from the members.
This is Musings of the Members. The opinions are those of the speaker and do not represent the DX Audio Service, the National Radio Club, or its editors.
Thank you very much. This is Don Finney in Miami, Florida. The events that were mentioned on the last letter, the DX Audio Service letter, on August 4th, August 6th, 1906. Do we know, or does anyone know, if this gentleman was on the air that had the much of the 420-foot tower in Massachusetts on that day?
Hi, this is Jerry Gabrielli from Belmont, New Jersey. I completely agree with Tim Hendel about DJs talking over the introduction or end of a recording. But I think, and I have no way of knowing this, but I've thought for a long time, that either they've taken it upon themselves or they were asked or told to do this to prevent people from making a clean recording, thus they wouldn't have to buy the record.
Hi, this is John Jones in Elmira Heights, New York. Hello, DXers. I just want to tell everybody that I enjoyed it myself at the DX Audio Service up in Akron, Ohio. I have got CDs made of the three events of the convention. The one of Fred Bovey's talk that he gave didn't come out, but I have the rest. If anybody wants anything of this type, let me know. You can contact me at 607-734-5029 for phone, and you can write me at 222 Linwood Avenue, that's Linwood Avenue, Elmira Heights, New York, zip 14903-1759.
Hello, DXers. My name is Hugh Stogner. I'm calling from Evansville, Indiana, to clarify one sort of unanswered question from the July 2006 issue of the travelogue portion of the DX Audio Service. It was mentioned that the guys had a station in Prestonsburg, Kentucky on 960, but they never could get an identification for it in the 2 hours he was listening. I can tell you the call letters to that station are WPRT. They probably don't run their legal IDs that often because they simulcast on so many other stations. It takes them like about a minute or so to run through the list of all the stations that simulcast. And another comment, good job on your editing of the DX Audio Service, Fred. Keep it up. I really enjoy the magazine. Thank you.
Hi there. This is Mike Lance in Miami Beach, Florida. A radio station in Palm Beach County at 960 has dropped classic country, and they're playing modern oldies, and they're playing one of the satellite networks. They call it Seaview 960, the new Seaview 960. Okay, I have a question. If a radio station is broadcasting a religious service, do they have to give an ID on the hour? And how do you deal with a radio station that's broadcasting, let's say, a service from a church or synagogue where, let's say, it's on till 6 o'clock and it's still going on at 6? How's the best way to drop the service without everybody getting ticked off about the whole thing?
Thank you very much. This is Don Finney in Miami, Florida. When on TV, I asked this question before, or a similar question, and it was accepted. Did UHF come before VHF on television, or did VHF come before UHF, or did they both come at the same time, or what?
Hello, DX Audio Service members. This is Paul Burkhart from Watertown, Massachusetts, at 4 a.m. on the 16th. I want to let you know that WEEI 850 is off the air as this news is being reported, apparently for transmitter adjustment or whatever it is, but I was able to pick up News Radio 850 KOA in Denver, Colorado, and that is a pretty good catch. There is another station on 850. But I did not get the idea, but at least KOA did come in.
Hello, DX Audio Service members. This is Lucille Burkhart from Watertown, Massachusetts. This is Wednesday morning, October the 18th, and I have a very quick muse here. As of, I would say, the week of October 8th, my husband and I noticed a very interesting situation with WAMG, which is our local ESPN affiliate. We noticed during the playoff games there were these intermittent audio breaks that would last about 5 to 7 seconds at a time.
This is Paul Burkhart from Watertown, Massachusetts. I thought at first that the problem with the breakup on ESPN coverage was due to the digital phone line. I found out this morning it is not. That is not the way it is. It has to do with the satellite that goes all around the Earth. And about that time, I guess there are sunspots. There are sun fades and sunspots that cause breakups or cause noise or something. I've been a ham radio operator for years, and I can't really understand about sunspots, how it affects radio communication from satellites. But that is what Len Weiner, the program director, WAMG 890 in Dedham, Boston, with transmitting facilities in Ashland, told me this morning.
Hello, fellow DXers. Wayne Ryan in Brantford, Ontario. Well, I had a very nice return call yesterday, which would have been Wednesday, October the 18th, in the afternoon from the fellow in Pittsburgh who was in charge of the Pirates Radio Department. Unfortunately, KDKA will not be any longer broadcasting the Pirates games. They're going to an FM station, and I'm hoping they'll get an affiliate at least in Erie, Pennsylvania, which is sort of just across the lake from where I live. I would be able to get them, although I'm fortunate to have XM satellite radio. Coburg Station, CHUC on 1450, sometime next month is going to be the Breeze 107.9. I won't get them here anymore because Burlington's only 33 miles away, and they have a very powerful FM station on that frequency. Brantford hasn't got to 25,000 watts yet, but they are going to the working on the transmitter. That's on 1380, of course, CKPC. I got a station on 1310 a few nights ago, well around 5 o'clock in the afternoon, that was playing sort of a Music of Your Life format. And I understand that Don Sutton has been let go by the Atlanta Braves as one of their broadcasters. And sorry to hear that. I'm sorry that Steve Stewart won't be back with the Reds next year either. And, of course, there's been some firings recently on TV. Fox TV fired Steve Lyons. And Miami University commentator got fired after he made some remarks after that awful brawl during the football game between them and Florida International University.
Hi, my name is Mike Lance, calling from Miami Beach, Florida. Unfortunately, we've had a format change down here. 640 WJNA was known as something special, and they were playing great music, and then for the rest of the day, they carried the Music of Your Life format, and then they had a local program. They just changed this morning to some syndicated talk radio stuff. In my mind, it's junk, man talk, and other programs. It's going to be all syndicated, and they got rid of everybody. They're going to their sister station, 850 WFTL, I think for the most part. I found out about this a few weeks ago. They didn't even want to put it in the paper. They didn't want to tell anybody about it. But people might have known what was going on because they were playing a lot of sad songs and goodbye songs, but they couldn't even mention it on the air. Unfortunately, I guess that's common in radio today, is it? That's number one. Number two, the Music of Your Life format, where does that originate out of? And 960 in Palm Beach dropped Classic Country, is doing that format of playing of America's greatest music with Chip Watkins. Unfortunately, we can't pick it up down here.
Hello, members. Sports editor Ken Onestruck from Lockport, Illinois on Friday night, November the 3rd. And then Robert Feeder's column in a paper yesterday in the Sun-Times. The big news is that legendary Chicago disc jockey Dick Biondi has signed a multi-year contract to work 9 to 12 p.m. Central Time on 94.7 Oldies, WZZN Chicago. This will be his 24th job in a 56-year career. And I'm sure everybody will love to hear Dick on the air at 73 years old. And he's just as glad to be back on the air since he was booted off WJMK last summer at when they went Jack FM. So tune in now to 94.7 in Chicago to hear Dick Biondi, 9 to midnight, Monday through Friday night.
Hello, DXers. Mike Dukin calling from Hayward, Wisconsin on Tuesday, November the 7th, and I have some information about some format changes on some stations. First of all, I'd like to mention that KKAG 740 on the AM dial, KKAG from Fargo, North Dakota, which is actually a new construction permit, has been reported testing. Now, I haven't heard this personally, but I have heard that they've been reported testing. They will be on with 50,000 watts during the daytime, 7.5 kilowatts during critical hours, which is around local sunrise or sunset, and 940 watts at nighttime. And their signal will be strong, of course, in the Fargo-Moorhead area, Jamestown, North Dakota, and, of course, in Manitoba. Secondly, WBJX 1460 out of Racine is off the air pending a sale, and I guess the new owners will get the whole nine yards, equipment, satellite receiver, but not the music library. And I'd be interested if somebody from the Milwaukee area would call and let us know if the station, when the station comes on, if there's still Spanish language. And finally, KZGC out of Watertown, Minnesota, which I guess serves the western suburbs of the Twin Cities, has switched from a Spanish language format to Hmong programming. I've heard a little bit of it. It's a little hard for me to listen to, but I haven't heard any station, any legal ID on the hour. So, and kudos go to Martin Reno for a fine market scope on the Chicago, on the South Side stations in the Chicago area. Have been really enjoying the FM market, especially the educational portion. It seems that people that do market scopes skip that part of the dial, and Mark covers it all. So thanks again, Mark. It's been really good, and it's good to hear the last of WRLL Real Oldie 1690 from last summer. Hi, Mike Dukin once again with a correction and a question. When I was talking about the stations I reported on, I don't know if I mentioned their frequencies. The station that brings the Hmong programming in the Twin Cities area, KZGC out of Watertown, Minnesota, they are on 1600, and WBJX out of Racine, Wisconsin, is on 1460. Now, my question, just a little while ago on Thursday, the 13th, I was picking up a station on 1220, that was bringing a program called Bluegrass USA. Now, the interesting thing was the commercials were in either Japanese or some other Asian language. I don't know because the station wasn't coming in very well. I've been known to run into them last winter in another language. Does anybody know what that station is? I might have a feeling it might be what used to be WGAR out of Cleveland, but I don't know if it is or not. So can anybody answer this question? It's a DX challenge, and I don't get very many of them because I usually know what I'm listening for, but I don't know this one, so can anybody answer my question? Thank you.
Hello, DXers. My name is Hugh Stogner. I'm calling from Evansville, Indiana. Got a couple of things for you real quick. First off, Merry Christmas to all the DX Audio Service members. Congratulations to Fred and the whole crew for putting together a great magazine again for 2006. I have one quick question. Can somebody please let me know what station it might be that's running an ESPN format? They're coming in during critical hours covering up KMOX in St. Louis in my area. I've never been able to get an ID from the thing. I'd like to find out what that station is. My telephone number is 5098. Merry Christmas again, DXers.
And that is our musings to the members on this edition of the DX Audio Service. Remember, if you have something on your mind, something to say, give us a call today on the Action Line. The telephone number is area code 360-469-0189. That's 360-469-0189. That's for DX Audio Service members only, and that should be the only telephone number you call for musings. Now, we had a lot of questions on our musings to the members line, so let's jump right in. We had a question from Mike Lance about radio station IDs. Well, Mike, according to the Federal Communications Commission regulations, that is 73.1201 to be specific, when regularly required, broadcast station identification announcements shall be made at the beginning and ending of each time of operation, that is, sign on and sign off, and hourly, as close to the hour as feasible, at a natural break in program offerings. The official station identification shall consist of the station's call letters, immediately followed by the community or communities specified in its license as the station's location. The key word here is natural break. Now, the situation that you speak of in your muse is not that unusual. If a program ends at 11 o'clock, the station will usually cut the feed off at 10:59 and 57 seconds, give their station identification, and then start the next program at 11 o'clock straight up. Now, most of the time, they won't wait, as it might not be fair to the next program that's coming on. For example, suppose the service that you want to listen to was supposed to start at 10 a.m., but they didn't come on until, say, 10:03 because somebody else who had contracted for 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. decided to go long. Would that be fair? I'll tell you what our church does for their broadcast. They have somebody in the congregation timing the service, and they put up cards for the minister to see, giving him a 5, a 4, a 3, 2, and a 1 minute warning, and then 30 seconds, a 10 second warning, and then cue when we're off the air. Don Finney asked, what came first, UHF or VHF? Well, Don, the original television band, as proposed in the 1930s, ran from 50 megahertz to 108 megahertz and was designated as channels 1 to 7. In June of 1945, as part of his campaign against FM, RCA patriarch David Sarnoff had the FM band moved down to 44 megahertz. In 1948, Channel 1 was officially dropped, with Channel 2 starting at 54 megahertz. Still following me? With FM moving to 88 to 108, the VHF TV band came to be wrapped around FM. And that's why you can usually hear the sound carrier of Channel 6 at the bottom of your FM radio. Now, in 1953, the Federal Communications Commission lifted the license freeze that had been in effect since 1947, and the requirement of many of the new licensees to start transmitting in the UHF band, channels 14 to 83, which run up all the way into the 800 megahertz range. It was only with the passage of the 1962 All Channel Act, mandating TV manufacturers to produce TVs with both VHF and UHF step tuners, that UHF stations finally were put on an even footing with VHF stations. In the late 70s, UHF channels 70 to 83 were dropped when the land mobile industry lobbied the Federal Communications Commission for more space. Today, the FCC has again pared down the UHF channels with the interest of getting more money for those frequencies, and channels 52 to 70 will soon disappear as digital takes hold on channels 2 to 51. Paul Burkhart asked about sunspots and sun outages. Well, Paul, those are two different animals. Commercial communication satellites are geostationary and therefore have orbits that lie in an equatorial plane. Now, during the spring and fall equinoxes, the sun also passes through this plane. When our satellite dish points out at a satellite, it's looking in one direction for this weak little satellite signal. Our accuracy must be within 1 degree or so to properly capture and process the signal from the satellite. When the sun lines up right behind our satellite, the thermal noise from the sun overwhelms the receiver and causes the signal to be lost. Sunspots, on the other hand, help DXers and radio listeners, but can also be a pain in the butt. The ionosphere is a collection of ionized particles and electrons in the uppermost portion of the Earth's atmosphere, which is formed by the interaction of the solar wind with very thin air particles that have escaped the Earth's gravity. These ions are responsible for the reflecting or bending of radio waves occurring between certain critical frequencies, with these frequencies varying with the degree of ionization. The lowest of those layers is the D layer. This is found at altitudes of between 60 to 90 kilometers above Earth. It only exists during the daytime, when it's in the view of the sun. Above this, the E layer, at around 110 kilometers, this exists during the day, and then at night, when it is not in the sunlight, it becomes much weaker. Changes on the sun also produce effects in the ionosphere. Most shortwave listeners and DXers look at rising sunspot numbers with anticipation. The increased numbers of sunspots mean increased levels of radiation, which affect the ionosphere. In turn, this means that there is greater levels of ionization. Accordingly, with this effect, propagation on the HF band and sometimes the AM radio band improves. Mike Lance also asked about the Music of Your Life format. The Music of Your Life format and the broadcasts originate from New York, New York. It was created by jingle writer Al Ham. The format is now distributed by Jones Radio Networks and has approximately 175 affiliates, mostly AM stations. Music of Your Life LLC has executive offices in the Music of Your Life Center located at 6525 Babcock Street in Malabar, Florida, 32950. By the way, Mike, their telephone number is area code 321-425-0014. The Jones Radio Network offers 11 targeted, localized, and talent-driven formats, including U.S. Country, Jones True 24-Hour Country, CD Country, Classic Hit Country, Hot AC, Adult Contemporary, Smooth Jazz, Music of Your Life, Good Time Oldies, Rock and Roll Classic, and Classic Hits. Time now to take a look at our CPC test report on this DX audio service. And Rennie Tetro has agreed to another test of WNTP and WFIL, this time with West Coast DXers in mind. Instead of the usual midnight to 2 a.m. test period of the past, this one will take place much later at night, 5 a.m. local, making it 2 a.m. on the West Coast. Having a 50,000-watt test this late at night should really give some folks out west the chance to pull this one into their logbook. Ditto for lower power WFIL. Now, here's the details. WNTP is 990. It's the old Wibbage in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And WFIL is 560 in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. The test will be Sunday morning, December the 10th, 2006, and it will run from 0500 to 0600. Now, here's the way they're going to be doing the test. From 0500 to 0530, WNTP will be 50,000 watts day directional pattern, and then from 0530 to 0600, 5,000 watts non-directional. WFIL, on the other hand, from 0500 to 0530 will be 5 kilowatts day directional pattern, and then from 0530 to 0600, 2.5 kilowatts non-directional. The station would prefer to receive recordings of the test, either an MP3, a CD, or a cassette. Please include a self-addressed stamped envelope for a reply. And our thanks go to Rennie Tetro for this third annual test of the stations. And seriously, Rennie is always thinking about the DX community when conducting transmitter maintenance and manages to include test tones, Morse code IDs for our benefit. We're all very grateful. As we go to press, news comes that Clear Channel Communications is selling off a lot of radio stations. So if you have your Visa card handy or perhaps your checkbook, here's your chance to pick up a radio station for a song. I say that kiddingly only because I think what's going to happen is a lot of the big behemoths are going to be snapping these up pretty quick. What Clear Channel is doing is they're divesting themselves of radio stations which are not in the top 100 markets. And there's a lot of little town stations here which are going to be coming up for sale. Now, there's 448 of them. I'm going to read just the markets where these stations reside rather than the call letters and frequencies. I think everyone is smart enough here on the DX Audio Service to figure out what stations are in what markets. But let's go down the list of the markets and see what's available. Topping the list is Boise, Idaho, market number 203, Lancaster, Pennsylvania, Victorville, California, Reading, Pennsylvania, Shreveport, Louisiana, Burlington, Vermont, Fayetteville, Arkansas, Salisbury, Maryland, Ann Arbor, Michigan, Tyler, Texas, Albany, Oregon, Montgomery, Alabama, Huntington, West Virginia, Rome and Utica, New York, Poughkeepsie, New York, Anchorage, Alaska, San Luis Obispo, California, Lincoln, Nebraska, Fort Smith, Arkansas, Binghamton, New York, Lebanon, New Hampshire, Lubbock, Texas, Midland and Odessa, Texas, Tupelo, Mississippi, Amarillo, Texas, Yakima, Washington, Tri-Cities, Washington, Duluth, Minnesota, Santa Barbara, California, Medford, Oregon, Bangor, Maine, Fargo, North Dakota, Laurel, Mississippi, Rochester, Minnesota, Charlottesville, Virginia, Muskegon, Michigan, Marion and Carbondale, Illinois, Eau Claire, Wisconsin, Abilene, Texas, Wheeling, West Virginia, Parkersburg, West Virginia, Battle Creek, Michigan, Billings, Montana, Wichita Falls, Texas, Texarkana, Texas, Augusta, Maine, and Lima, Ohio. And the answer is no. Some sad news to report. TV and radio veteran Christopher Glenn is dead at the age of 68. He was best known as the voice of In the News, the Emmy Award-winning TV news program for children in the 1970s and 1980s. Glenn retired last February after 35 years with CBS and was to be inducted into the Radio Hall of Fame in Chicago on November the 4th. He joined CBS in 1971 as a radio producer for special events. His radio work won him many awards, the latest being the Radio Television News Directors Association 2005 Edward R. Murrow Award for Best Newscast. In the News, a two-minute feature on a single news topic, was broadcast every half hour during Saturday's children's programming on CBS. It debuted in September of 1971 and ran for 5,000 episodes over 13 seasons with Glenn as its reporter and narrator. He also worked on several other CBS News TV broadcasts for young viewers, including 30 Minutes, on which he served as a co-editor for its five seasons from 1978 to 1982. He was also anchor and reporter for several editions of What's It All About, an award-winning series of special broadcasts. Glenn returned to his roots of radio in January of 1984, anchoring and reporting on such stories as the space shuttle missions and serving on the floor as a reporter at national political conventions. He served as an anchor of The World Tonight, later renamed CBS World News Roundup, Late Edition, and then for the CBS World News Roundup. Prior to joining CBS, Glenn was managing editor of the Metromedia News Network in Washington and was a reporter, editor, and documentary producer for WNEW Radio in New York City. He also worked for WICC Radio in Bridgeport, Connecticut from 1963 to 1964, Radio Press International in New York from 1961 to 63, and Armed Forces Broadcasting in Korea and New York in 1960 and 61. Before we close out this edition of the DX Audio Service for 2006 and put our tower calendar up on the wall for 2007, I just wanted to wrap real quick with you about some things here at the DX Audio Service. Our next edition will be coming out just a tad bit early, as we're producing it right as soon as I get done with this edition. And that's so we can give our editors a little hard-earned vacation over the holiday season, get a jump on the mail service for the holidays, as well as send in our duplicator for a little tune-up and repair. I'm also sending out in 2007 a survey, and I would really like to hear from each and every one of you your thoughts about the DX Audio Service. What you like, what you don't like, things you'd like us to do, things we don't do that we should be doing. Please give us your honest comment. You know, one of the things that I would really like to find out from you members, I'd like to find out if you want to be a member or just simply a subscriber. And I know that's kind of odd to say, so let me elaborate. I've noticed over the past couple of years that all radio clubs are struggling with contributions from their members. In fact, some radio clubs have gone out of business. Our DX Audio Service editors say that their contributions are down. Over at DX News, they're struggling to find editors for some of their columns and help within the club. I know a couple clubs that have even gone out of business because of lack of participation. Here at the DX Audio Service, just before the convention, I had several people ask whether or not WNRC was going to be at the convention. I said yes, if I could get some help, you know, some jingles, music, voice tracking. I received nothing. Yet, when I got to the convention, there was people wanting to be on the radio station. I think we all need to kind of decide here whether or not we're going to be members and participants or just simply subscribers. So when you get your survey, please let me know what your thoughts are. Well, that's it for this edition of the DX Audio Service. We'll see you in less than 30 days. I'm going to be politically incorrect. Happy Hanukkah. Merry Christmas. Happy Kwanzaa. Let's hope that 2007 is better than 2006. Until next time, 73, good DX, and get out and support radio.
I love the colored lights every year, and the way the neighbors stop their cars and stare. Strap a Santa Claus on my roof. Plastic candy canes and reindeer everywhere.
I'm stringing up decorations. It's straining the power stations. Fake icicle light formations, imported from third world nations. I'm stringing up decorations. I'm freaking out fire stations. I'm pumping out radiation. My neighbors are out of patience.
Hey, pal, come on, knock it off. It's 3 a.m.
Gotta keep those Yuletide decorations up all winter.
God appreciates my plugged-in tribute to the Savior. God would love it if I could keep them up till well past Easter.
Amen.
I'm putting up a manger station. Three wise men's destination. Nutcrackers in full claymation. There's a drummer boy animation.
Ba-la-la-la-la, ba-la-la-la. Ba-la-la-la-la.
It's streaming the power stations. Fake icicle light formations.